You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Melissa Kay. In a story we've been following, the National Weather Service is facing severe staffing shortages, and none of its Wisconsin offices currently have a chief meteorologist on staff. Savannah Tome Olson has the latest.
Earlier this year, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency cut or offered an approved early retirement to more than 500 employees of the National Weather Service, which monitors our severe weather, issues warnings, and surveys emergencies. And now, 30 NWS offices across the nation are without a chief meteorologist, including all of the ones here in Wisconsin. The state is covered by five NWS posts. Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse are based here, and the northwestern Wisconsin is covered by two offices in Minnesota. But neither Green Bay, nor Milwaukee, nor La Crosse have a chief meteorologist in charge right now. The Green Bay office had been launching weather balloons twice a day for about 80 years. Those balloons go up and collect data that can help create more accurate forecasts. Because of cuts from the Trump administration, the Green Bay post had to cut half their launches, and now they only do one per day. At least six offices in the country have had to suspend all overnight operations, meaning they're not properly staffed if there's any sort of severe weather event overnight. Now, according to reporting from CNN, the National Weather Service is about to hire about 125 new meteorologists and specialists. It's the start of hurricane season, which is expected to be more active than normal. And here at home, it's severe weather season. We've already had 22 tornadoes hit Wisconsin in 2025. On average, we usually only get 23 in a whole year. And June is the peak month for tornado activity here in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
Two Wisconsin counties and two cities are among hundreds of local governments listed as sanctuary jurisdictions by the Trump administration. Joanne Krulutz reports.
Officials in Madison and Milwaukee said it's unclear what landed them on the Department of Homeland Security list. Both vote heavily Democratic and have significant immigrant communities, but neither has any sort of formal declaration as a sanctuary city. Dane County and Shawnee County in northeastern Wisconsin are also on the list. The Shawnee County Administrator said its inclusion must have been a mistake. Shawnee County voted 67% for President Donald Trump in 2024. The list of more than 500 sanctuary jurisdictions no longer appears in the Department of Homeland Security's website after receiving criticism for including localities that have actively supported the Trump administration's hardline immigration policies. The department last week published the list of the jurisdictions. It said each one would receive formal notification that the government has deemed them uncooperative with federal immigration enforcement and whether they believe those jurisdictions to be in violation of any federal criminal statutes. The list was published Thursday on the department's website. By Sunday, there was a page not found error message in its place.
We're under an unhealthy air quality advisory that began around midnight and will continue until noon on Wednesday. Heavy surface smoke is moving into Wisconsin from the northwest. Air quality is unhealthy, and we could see spikes of very unhealthy as the front moves slowly from the northwest to southeast throughout the day. The DNR advises everyone to keep outdoor activity shorter and less intense. I'm Melissa Kay for WXEO News.
The Packers back in practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, a lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelly, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight. That, you know, sore hand or not, he's living up to his Player of the Week. You know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill is done as Luke Skywalker, that is. The actor says no one should ever expect him to appear as Luke Skywalker again in any way, shape, or form. Deadline reports that Hamill says the franchise should rely on new faces. He last appeared as Luke Skywalker as a mentor to Daisy Ridley's character Rey in The Last Jedi. He's probably serious, but as we've learned, a Jedi never really dies. Just 5 days until you can purchase Bathwater Bliss, also known as the Sydney Sweeney-inspired soap. What inspired it? The fact that there is a market for men who want soap that smells like her bathwater. Sweeney says it's a way to connect with her pre-vert fans, and let's be honest, it's a lot more intimate than an autograph. I'm not really sure whether or not the soap will get you clean, but I doubt her patrons are concerned about that. Sweeney, on the other hand, might be the cleanest person in the world, because if the soap sells like hotcakes, she'll be in the tub around the clock.
Mmm, hotcakes.
Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and the Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge style on Netflix. No real big surprises at the box office last weekend, as last week's champion and runner-up remain the same, each showing about a 50% drop-off from opening weekend, which is pretty impressive. Lilo and Stitch came in first place again in the box office race at $63 million domestically, followed by Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, which brought in $27 million at the gate. Disney is actually celebrating a milestone after this weekend, with the studio going over $1 billion for the year to date. This marks the 20th year in a row, with the exception of COVID in 2020, that the studio has brought in $1 million a year. The highest new release last weekend was The Karate Kid, which was hoping for about $25 million, but came in at $20 million. In fourth was another repeat offender, as Final Destination Bloodlines brought in $10.8 million, and horror film Bring Her Back was fifth with $7 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain of a half inch to even up to an inch or more in spots. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Rain will end tonight, low of 50 tomorrow, partly cloudy, high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.